Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Chavtes, and we're going to talk about the connection between the Isser of Bali Rabbi Matzeh and the Isser Achila of Chametz. We know there are three Isurim related to Chametz. You can't eat Chametz, you can't get benefit from Chametz, and you can't have Chametz in your house. Bali Yira, Bali Matzeh, you can't see Chametz, you have Chametz in your house. So we're going to talk about the connection between two of those, the Isser Achila and the Isser of Bal Yira'eh and Bal Yimatzeh. So the Gemara here on Daf Chavtes is trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah on yesterday's Daf, on Daf Chavches of an Aleph, where the Mishnah says that a chametz of a non-Jew that was over Alav HaPesach, Mutter Bahana, it's, you're allowed to get benefit from it if a goy on the chametz of Pesach. But of a Jew, it's Aser Bana, Shene Emar, and the question is, what is this Shene Emar going on? The Gemara discusses it, V'lo Yeroeh, L'cha Sa'or. So is that telling me a reason for the Heter or a reason for the Isser? That's not clear in the Mishnah. But the Gemara here on Daf Chavtes is trying to figure out who is the author of the Mishnah that makes a chilek between chametz over Alav HaPesach of a Jew and a non-Jew. That is the question. So that's what the Gemara says, really, on the last line of Chavches Mabez. Bahai Mani Masnisan, who is the author of our Mishnah? E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that Chametz is Aser Da Oraisa during, before, and after Pesach, Chametz Dava Kamar, Field and Achri, even an Achri's Chametz should be Aser Da Oraisa. The Rabbi Shimon, the Israel Nami Mishra Shari, right? And if it's Rabbi Shimon, even if a Jew should be Mutter Bana, La Achar Zman, Vir Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I feel Tokhs Bana Nami Mishra Kashari, Bana. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says there is no Isra Hana of Chametz on Pesach. So Gemara says, two deos. First day, Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, La Olam Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Yalif Sa'ar Da Achila Misar Da Re'iya. Ah, you're telling me that it should be Aser Ba Achila, even after? No, he learns the Sa'ar of Achila, meaning the Isser, Achila of Chametz, or Sa'ar, from the Isser of Bal Yerabai Matzeh. Ma Sa'ar Dereiyah, just like Bal Yerabai Matzeh, we learned earlier on Daf Hei, Shalacha Yata Ro'eh, Avalata Ro'eh, Shalachem Vishal Gavoa, that only applies to Jews Chametz, but Shalachayrim, which Rashi says means Shalnachri, Vishal Gavoa, so Av Sa'ar Dachila, so too, the Isser Achila, Shalacha Yata Ro'ochel, Avalata Ochel, Shalachem Vishal Gavoa. There is no Isser Daraisa of eating a Goy's Chametz on Pesach. And therefore, that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ubedinu diboyle misti adafila b'achila na'ami shari. And the Mishnah should have said, even b'achila it is mutter to eat. V'haydi, the tana, the Yisrael, aser b'ana. Since for Jews, it's not only aser b'achila, it's even aser b'ana. Tana na'ami di nachri, mutter b'ana. So therefore, it also says about a goyis, it is mutter b'ana, even though it's even mutter b'achila. Ubedinu diboyle misti adafila b'toch z'mano mutter b'ana. And it should have said even tovs mano, right? Not just after. V'ad is the son of the Yisrael la'achas mano, but because it's saying that a Jew is aser even after Pesach tonanami denachri la'achar zmano. So that's the first day of the Gemara. The Mishnah is reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says just like there are exclusions by the Isser by Rabbi Matzei, so too there are exclusions by the Isser of Achila. So we already see the connection between the two. You learn one from the other. The other day also, the Gemara continues a little bit and has the same comparison a little bit later. Rava Amar, Rava says, Olam Rabbi Shimoni, really it's Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Mishnah. Aye, Rabbi Shimon says it shouldn't be Aser D'Oraisa. Rabbi Shimon Knasa Kanas. No, he has a knas, he has a fine. Hov avar lav avar Rabbi Yimatzeh, since the person violated by Rabbi Yimatzeh, so therefore we're going to say that it is Aser after Pesach. So this, you see from, you would think from this Isser, maybe Rabbi Shimon, part of what his reasoning is against the first day, meaning Rava, Rava Svarat, to say that it's Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi Yudah, maybe he thinks there shouldn't be a connection between Bal Yerabai Matzeh and the Isser Achila. And therefore, it's only about the Isser of Bal Yerabai Matzeh, and therefore, for a Jew's Chametz, which you violate by Bal Yerabai Matzeh, says an Isser on the Pesach. For a guy, it's not. So then the Gemara says, though, according to Rava Bishmal, the Rava Hainet Tani Shal Yisrael Asser, Mishum Shinamar Lo Yera. I understand. Lo Yera Eh is the reason for Rava, because it goes by, if you violate by Rabbi Matzeh, there's a kanazi afterwards. So you understand the pasuk in the Mishnah. El Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mishum Lo Ye'achel Chametz Miba'ilei. It should be something related to Lo Ye'achel Chametz. Not about Bal Yira, it's the wrong pasuk. The Gemara says, Misaris Asefa Koy Aresha Koy. Really, Rav Acha bar Yaakov was saying that the pasuk is going on the first half of the Mishnah. V'achi Kamar. Chametz Shal Nachri Shavar Lava Pesach Mutter Bahana. Mishum Shenemar. Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach is Mutter Bahana because of Bal Yerabai Matzeh. Shemar Lo Yira Lacha Shalacha Yita Rav Ata Rav Shalachem Shal Gavoa. V'yalev Sar Dachila Misar Dereiya. And you have that step. So again, it could even be in this discussion, this Machlokas, Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava might be debating about whether you have this connection between the Bal Yerabai Matzeh and the Isser Achila. So let's take a step back and talk about this in general, because it comes up a number of times in a number of sugyas here in our Masechta. So we know there are three Yisurim of Chametz. It's a chiddush to say that any of them are related to each other. They're all generally related, but this is a sugya that comes up right here. The most extreme formulation of this is the Ran, the beginning of the Masechta. The Ran discusses, remember that first Tosfos in the Masechta, which talks about why there's a chiyuv of bedika. Rashi says, so you don't come to Bavi Rabbi Yimatzi. Tosfos says, so you don't come to eat it. But Tosfos there discusses the unique aspects of the Isurim of Chametz, its kares, and its lobedili in shemine, and other elements. And the Ran says, the Torah says that it's Asur, Bavi Rabbi Yimatzi, so that you don't come to eat it. So the Ran himself he says that the Bali Rabbi Yimatzi is functioning as a Siyag Daraisa. That's a very extreme formulation of the connection between the Yisra Achil and Bali Rabbi Yimatzi. One is Mishum the other. Not that there's a connection, not just that there's a connection between them, but one is Mishum the other. The Torah says you can't even have Bali Chametz in your house so that you don't come to eat it. So much evidence connects them, as we're about to see, but they don't go as far as the Ran. If you look at the Rambam, when he, at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, when he talks about the general Yisurim, he doesn't say it beferish, but he has an afal pi. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, HaChametz BePesach Aser Bana, Shenemar Lo Yechel Chametz, Lo Yehe Bo Heter HaAchila, Chametz on Pesach Aser Bana, if Lo Yechel Chametz, you can't have any Heter Achila, V'Ameniya Chametz Bershus BePesach, if somebody leaves Chametz in the Rishus on Pesach, Afal Pi Shalo Achalo, even if he didn't eat it, over B'Shei Lavin. He still violates Tulavim, Shnemar lo yirah l'chasor b'chol gvulchav, and emar so lo yimaseh b'vatechem. So what is that afal pi? Bali Rabbi Yimatzi, even though you don't eat it, as if there's a havamina that you have to eat it. At least there's a havamina that you have to eat it. So again, I would have thought you need to eat it to violate Bali Rabbi Yimatzi, to violate both. Kamash v'lan l'maskana, we don't say that. But l'maskana l'chora, maybe they're still connected, but they have a little bit independent. Is this connection so pashut? Right? We know the Rambam says, even if something has an Isser Achil and Isser Hana, it might not always be connected. Generally, if there's an Isser, let's say, something that's Asser Bachila, and then I add onto it an Isser Hana, that's usually called an Isser Mosif. That's adding on an Isser, and therefore, even though we say the rule of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, we say an Isser Hana is Mosif, and therefore can be Chal on an Isser Achila. Right? There are three exceptions to the rule. To Ein Isser Chal al Isser is Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, and Isser Basachas. Mosif, you add on. Again, machlokas, and then we've shown him exactly how to define it, but just one definition. Most, if you add on something to the Isser, kolel, it includes more items. Basachas, they're chal, at the exact same time. So usually, Isser Mosif is considered something, Isser Hana is considered something separate. And therefore, it can be called a Mosif to an Isser Achila. This is an exception besides Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav, that's the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Krisus has his Nekuda Nifla, his wondrous point where he says, when it comes to Basar B'chalav, we don't say that. If somebody cooks chalev in chalav, fat, which is considered basar, in chalav, so that Isser Hana is not chal. Aye, chalev is only Asar B'achila, and Basar B'chalav is Asar B'hana. No, but the Isser Hana of Basar B'chalav flows from the Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. It's an expansion of the Isser, and therefore, in that case, because they're connected, that would not be called an Isser Mosif. By other cases, it would be called an Isser Mosif. The Rambam's Lashon, V'hatshuva l'kach, sh'abasar b'chalav lo nasar b'hana ela machmas sh'asar akasav achilaso, l'fi ha'klal sh'bi'arnu, sh'kol sh'nasar b'achila nasar l'hanos bo, ach yifar l'chal akasav, v'ein bo pasaka osar achilaso, u pasaka osar l'hanos bo. There's no separate pasuk for achila and hana by basar b'chalav, ela sh'nei advarim yachad heim, osar, basar b'chalav, together, and therefore it won't be called a Isser Mosif. So you see, by basar b'chalav they're connected. So that's Achila and Hana, but by other cases, they're not. They're not connected even the Achila and the Hana. And here the Ran says that not only is the Isser Hana connected, even jump, even Bali Rabbi Yimatzi is connected. So that's a chiddush. But either way, there are other elements of the of this idea. Maybe it's even a Machlokas Tanoim. Maybe it's even a Machlokas Tanoim. We just said maybe it's a Machlokas Amoraim in our Gemara, Rav Acha B'Yaakov and Rava. But maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The first Mishnah in Maseches Beitza. The first Mishnah tells us there is a Machlokas between B'Shem and B'Shillel about the shear of Chametz. Everybody agrees that Sa'or, the leavening agent, the shear is a Kezias. But chametz, Beis Shammai says, it's a koseves, a larger shear. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's a kezias also. Sar and chametz are both kezias. What's the svara? So if you look later on in the Gemara, on the Zayin Mabez, says the Gemara, le'inyin achilu kol amal pligi. Regarding eating chametz, that's not a machlokas. Everybody agrees the isra of eating chametz is... Every time there's always a ma'isa achila. It's all kezias, that we know. Except by Yom Kippur, where it doesn't say the isra of not eating. But generally, the isra achila is always, the ma'isa achila is a kezias. Ki pligi linyan bir. The machlokas is, do we have that same shear for the isra of bal yirah bahimatze? Beishamai savri, lo yafina bir me'achila. Beishamai says, you do not learn bir from achila. And even though achila is an isra kezias, bir could be an isra koseves, a larger shear. Ubeisilo savri no yalfina beer machila. You do learn beer from achila. You compare by Rabbi Matze to the Isra achila. Just like the Isra achila is kizayis, so too by Rabbi Matze is kizayis. Then maybe that gufa machlokas. Beshame silal is about our issue. Do we compare these two elements of chametz? Other nafkaminas lamaisa. I mean, right now we just saw one. Beshame silal, but there could be others. Could be other nafkaminas as well. If you look in the beginning of the third parak, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Elu Overin BePesach. These items, one is over on Pesach. What does that mean, over on Pesach? And the examples given are Tarovas Chametz, Kutach HaBavli, Shechar HaMadai, Chometz HaAdomi, Zesom HaMitzri, all of these. So what does that mean? What does it mean, over into Machlokas? Rashi tells us. Rashi says, these you would violate by Rabbi Matzi for. Rashi says there's by Rabbi Matzi for Tarovas Chametz. Elu over and Alehin, Babal Yiroh, Bal Yimatzi. Rashi says, V'kulu Mefarsh, Luba Gemara, V'chulu. Tosis goes to Rabbi Notam, wrong. Tosis says there is no Bal Rabbi Matzi here. Pirish HaKunches, Lavarla Bal Rabbi Matzi, V'gamri V'amedakdik, Milashen Ovrim, Demashma Ovrim in Ha'olam. The Riva agrees with Rashi. Ovrim means you need to pass them out. You need to get them out from the world. V'ein Niral Rabbi Notam. Rabbi Notam argues with his grandfather. No. Demashma Dekol Hanach Marbinon, Mikol Machmas is Lo Sochelu. Right, if you look in the Gemara, what's the source for Tarovas Chametz being Aser, not just Chametz Ba'en, but you learned it out from the Pasuk. Kol Machmetz is anything that has Chametz, Lo Sochelu. Ve'afilu Bachilu Lo Avim Chayiv, Ilav Derabi Ekra. But even, we wouldn't have included Chametz, Tarovas Chametz, even in the Isra Achila, had we not had a Pasuk to include it. Umehechetesi, Bal Yerabai Matzei. So how do you include Bal Yerabai Matzei? The whole Tarovas Chametz is a Chiddush, and the Gemara only has a Makar for the Isra Achila. How do you say it for Bal Yerabai Matzei? There is no Bal Yerabai Matzei when it comes to Tarovas Chametz, according to Rabbi Natam. And therefore, Rabbi Natam argues, Ovrin does not mean Bal Yerabai Matzei. The Nila Rabbi Natam, the Elu Ovrin Pirish Ha'ochlin. You need to remove the food from in front of you. Va'ovrin Hainu Me'ala Shulchan. De Lav B'nei Mechal Nenu, you can't eat it. Aval Bal Yerah Aleka. Bal Yerah Aleka, right, Machlokas, Rashi tells us whether there's Bal Yerah Bei Matzei for Tarovas Chametz. The question is, how do you defend Rashi? How do you defend Rashi? According to Rashi, right, there's only a Makar for Isra Achila, not by Rabbi Yimatzei, says the Maram Chalava, says Rabbeinu David, I'll read it for Rabbeinu David, V'hikshu'olav, to'ahavini hani lo'avi b'chal chametz. These aren't real chametz, to'amarbi lebe g'marmi kol machmetzes. V'chi israbi l'isra achila israbu, aval bal Rabbi Yimatzei lo israbu. Right? It's not included for bal Rabbi Yimatzei. Right? Or is it? V'ein ze kushya. This is not a kushya. The kulcha davali v'chaver shein chametz gomer de taroves. The chivin chametz gomer is arif kam lo nisbata b'taroves. Vadi shebachal chametz chodaver. So if by some of them where you have a chametz kedais tichilas pras in it, so then that's nothing to talk about. That's real chametz. Ela sherabu b'gomer malchus al kedais ben taroves lomer shei hetem misarif leiser. Vadi shal kedais ben akutach in over Rabbi Matzei. Aval agufa shal kutach that it has kizayis ben chametz lo nisbata over by Rabbi Matzei. But by the other ones, vade roy lahakshos. Right, she'enu mechal chametz achinus rabba mikol machmetzes v'askama shel rova machabrim she'en pirushal sharashi nacham ozeh. So how do you understand it? So v'ef shalomar says Rabbeinu David. Here's the key. Diaf agav de mikol machmetzes israbi chametz noksha le'isser achila le'isser hashpasa nami marbi le'memela. But once you include in the isser achila, so the isser hashpasa is also misrabe memela. Because as we had back earlier, right, on Daf, hey, Amad Aleph on the top, V'yamrina perikal shah, parashikal shah. Ube pirkin, nachmetzes, asler buyid dechamis, machmas davar acher, v'chulu. And he quotes the times in the Shah and the Gemara that we compare the two. So that's Rashi. Once you include the Isra Achilu, automatically you also include Bal Yerabai Yematzeh. Interesting. The Rambam passes like Rashi. If you look on the Rambam, the Rambam says by Tarovas Chametz Paradalat Al Chaches. The Rambam paskins like Rashi that there is Bal Yirah. Tarovas Chametz Ovrin Allah Mishum Bal Yirah Bayimatzei. That's the Rambam. Kegon Murias Vekuta Chabali V'Shech Ramade V'Chulu V'Cholchayotze Be'elu Midvarm HaNe'echalim. As long as they are eaten, Avodav Sheish by Tarovas Chametz Ve'Eno Roy Lachila Mutz L'Kaim V'Pesach. Tarovas Chametz, only edible Tarovas Chametz, is going to be Aser Bal Yirah Bayimatzei. But there is a Machlokas. The Magen Mishnah is not sure here whether you need Kazayas B'Techilas Pras to violate by your Rabbi Yematzei. The Kfar Nizbar Perak Aleph, Rabbeinu Posek Shemit Tarovas Chametz La Bachilaso, Elam Kein, Achal Kazayas Chametz B'Techilas Pras. So to eat Tarovas Chametz, you're not going to violate the Isser Daraisa unless you eat a Kazayas B'Techilas Pras of Chametz. Ubevade Lidvarav, so what about for by your Rabbi Yematzei? So it says the Magen Mishnah first. So maybe also for Bayi Rabbi Yematzei, you need the same shear as you would need for the Isra Achila. So he says, I think that's what the Rambam holds. He would say that the Bayi Rabbi Yematzei is subject to the same rules of definition as the Isra Achila. The Magen Mishnah then adds, though, V'yesh mina ga'onim sovrin shafilu bepachos mikan over a love. Even less than that, Kazayas b'chli achilas pras is about Achila. What Bayi Rabbi Yematzei? Independent. And therefore, you don't need Kazayas b'chilas pras. V'gamar isi mishim afarish divar abeinu kach. And I saw some that even say the Rambam holds this way. Sha'afo b'she'enu over b'achilaso, chayev b'bi'uro, shara yesh kazayas chamitsham, v'yava b'shu m'urav b'kamazesim, over hu'al kiyumo. Different rules, right? It's Bayi Rabbi Yematzei. It's not about eating. It's about just existing. So he says, that's what he quotes from the Ramak. V'siya divar rabbeinu b'dazu, v'kavanas rabbeinu tzrichali, and he's not sure. But again, what's that issue? Same idea, whether you need the same rules for Achila to apply to Bal Yirah u'Bal Yematzei. So again, Bisham Beis Hillel, Machlokas might be about this, Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam might be about this, the 2 days here in the Magen Mishnah could be about this, continuing. If you look at the Ravid at the beginning of Chametz u'Matzah, the Sa'or and Chametz, Sa'or and Chametz, look right at the beginning. The Torah, the Rambam says, "V'isr chametz v'isr saor shabo machmitzin echadu." V'isr of chametz and saor are the same. They're the same. That's the Rambam sheet again, like Beis Hillel says. The Ravid, "Dafka l'shiu rehen." Find the shear is the same. Aval inyan biur l'inyan achila yeshafish b'nehem. But there's a difference between Bayi Rabbi Yematzei and V'isr achila. Shachametz im nifsal me'achilas kelev enu zakuk l'vayr. Chametz once it's not ra'ui la'achilas kelev. You do not have, it's not edible even for a dog. There's no Bayi Rabbi Yematzei. V'ha-sa'or, avabishu nifsal me'achalav levayer. Sa'or, even if it's ain't a royal achilas kelev, you still have to get rid of it. Lefishu royal shachko lahachmetz bokame isos, because it has a chumrah. Sa'or can make other things chametz. So sa'or is not about the edibility. So the Ravid says that sa'or, even if it's not royal achilas kelev, still you're going to violate Bayi Rabbi Yematzei. Elamkin yichtu liyeshiva v'tachpon avatit, unless you designate it as something else. Mashma from the Rambam, no. Once something is not Roy Lachilas Kelev, even Sa'or, it's not going to be Bayi Rabbi Yematzei. So again, you see for the Rambam, the Roy Lachila for somebody, right, you have to have some type of edibility. Some type of edibility for Sa'or. So again, that could be the Rambam Lashitaso. The Rambam says, Afal Pi, Paragalaf Al Chabez, Avu, you didn't eat it. That reflects the connection. And the Rambam holds like Rashi, by Tarovas Chametz, that reflects Chametz Pechdei Achilas Pras, and this Rambam that argues with the Ravid. There is one final point to make regarding the shear. Right, we have a discussion. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll mention maybe one or two more. Right, what's the nafkamina between Bishama and Beis Hillel anyway? What do you mean? Right, the machloka, everybody agrees by Achila the shear is Kazayas, but by Rabbi Yematzei the shear is machlokas. What's the nafkamina? What the shear is for by Rabbi Yematzei? Malkus. Right, unless you buy chametz on Pesach, right, you're not going to get malchus anyway. So what's the nafkamina? What for chatzis shir aser min haTorah? Does chatzis shir aser min haTorah apply to Bal Yirah Bayimatzei? That is a major machlokas. That's a major discussion. The Shagasari assumes it's even pe'alif. that by Rabbi Yimatze does not get chatzi shir. Why? Because the Shach HaZari says only where an isser is a process, meaning I start the isser now, and a few minutes later I finish it, and if I could look back and say the isser started earlier, that's what we say chatzi shir asim in HaTorah. That's the svar of Chazilitz Tarufei in the last parak in Yuma. It's mitzdarif. I start eating now a half a gazayis, and in 5 minutes I eat the other half a gazayis, so this is started at T1. That's why it's chatzi shir asim in HaTorah. But by Rabbi Yimatze, if I have a half a gazayis today, and then I get another half a gazayis tomorrow, did the isser start yesterday? No, it starts when I get the full kezayis. So you don't say chatzi shir in that type of case. Or the Chacham Tzvi says, there's no chatzi shir by Rabbi Yimatze because it's based on achshavei. When I eat something, when I act and I show it's chashiv to me, that's why chatzi shir is usher. But if I don't do anything, it just sits in my rishus, there's no achshavei, and therefore there's no chatzi shir. That's what a number of achronim say. If you look though in the Maram Chalava on Daf Memhei, he says the favor is yes. There is chatzi shir by Rabbi Yimatze. Why? Why? What about the svaras of the Shagasari Simin Pei Aleph, the Chacham Tzvi in Simin Pei Vav, said the Maram Chalava, even though it generally does not apply to non-Isuri Achila, it does by Rabbi Yimatze, because by Rabbi Yimatze is kashur to the Isur Achila of Chametz. And just like this, Rachila has a Chatzi Shir, so too the Bar Rabbi Yimatze has a Chatzi Shir. Amazing. One final nafgamina, and that is, when does Bar Rabbi Yimatze start? Rashi earlier, and Dav Dalad Amad Aleph, also in the Baba Kama Dav Chavtes, says it starts at Chatzos, Erev Pesach. Chatzos Erev Pesach is when Bar Rabbi Yimatze starts. The Ravid, Beferish, Gimel Ches, says it starts at night. The Ravid understands the Rambam as saying that it starts at Chatzos. The Magen Mishnah thinks that the Ravid misunderstood the Rambam, and the Rambam also agrees it starts at night. But either way, unclear exactly what the Rambam says, but again, the Rambam maybe holds like Rashi. Why would it start earlier? Because the Yisrael Chila Daraisa starts at Chazos. So maybe Rabbi Yimatze also starts at Chazos. That's the Pashas of the Rambam, that it starts at Chazos. So again, all of these Rambams put together highlight among the other sources that we had, the Machlokas Amoraim and Argamar, the Machlokas Tanah Beishav Beis Hillel, the connection between the Yisrael Chila and the Yisrael Rabbi Yimatze when it comes to Chametz.